In his last two budgets, Governor John Kasich has proposed a plan that makes reductions to the income tax, saying he wants to shift away from relying on that tax. The administration says Ohio has seen a net tax reduction of $5 billion in the last 5 years, but sales and other taxes have gone up. In this budget, which will be his last, Kasich introduced a plan that would cut the income tax by 17% while raising the sales tax by about 9%. But this time, Republican House leaders have taken out nearly all of Kasich's tax proposals. House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger joined Kasich and Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff of Medina earlier this month for an announcement that $800 million would have to be cut from the budget. Though Rosenberger has helped lead the way for income tax cuts in the past, he now says this is not the time to continue on that path.
This is a time to focus on restraint and continue to strengthen the foundation of the state so those jobs can continue to be created in our current climate.
Democratic Representative Jack Serra of Bel Air says he's happy to see the tax shifts taken out of the budget.
It's great that they finally came to that conclusion, but I think they only did so because of the reduced revenue that has been caused by their tax policies.
Rosenberger and Republican House Finance Chair Ryan Smith of Bidwell defend their role in cutting taxes in Ohio and say those cuts have helped create jobs. Smith plans to have the budget bill out of his committee next week. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.